I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, states are now off to the broadband races to spend $42 billion in federal infrastructure funding to expand high-speed internet access. The Biden administration published the list on how much each state gets to reduce digital divides, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Nearly a quarter of American households don't have high-speed internet at home. Colleen McLean at the Pew Research Center says those least likely to have access are people of color, those with low income and less education, and rural residents.
Lacking home broadband is a major disadvantage for things like getting schoolwork done, looking for jobs.
Colorado will get $826 million for its infrastructure build-out. State Broadband Office Director Brandy Ryder says that'll be enough to get high-speed internet to nearly 200,000 Colorado households, including rural folks on farms and ranches.
They're running broadband over old DSL copper cable phone lines.
Ryder says poor city neighborhoods lack infrastructure, too.
These are folks that live in our urban areas on the wrong side of the street as far as broadband connectivity is concerned.
Colorado will also try to narrow the digital divide by making internet service more affordable and expanding access in libraries and community centers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.